Next morning, bizarrely, the postman calls. It's a letter from Pinamon. But it's not the news they wanted. He's just requesting fresh supplies. The team have all but given up hope. Late that night, Chief Pinamon arrives back in camp with a shocking surprise.
The guys from the other side of the valley have just come in, and we're not sure what they're carrying yet. They've just come in to the camp.
The crew fear the worst. He appears to be carrying a live animal. This was never part of the plan. Throughout the trip, the crew had tried to make it clear they only wanted to film a dinghiso in the wild. It is a dinghiso. This was the very last thing any of the team wanted to witness, and it was very distressing. Now the team's only concern is for the animal's welfare.
We're going to have to take it back with them tomorrow. We can't release it here. It needs to be released in its home territory. So we're going to have to keep it like this overnight. It's the only way that it can be kept safe. And then take it back and release it tomorrow.
For Pinamon, the dinghiso is a sacred animal, so he performs a ceremony to the spirits for capturing it. As soon as they can, the team set off to return the dinghiso to its forest home. The dinghiso is so highly revered in Moni culture that Pinamon wanted to share it with the outside world. Strange as it seems, bringing it to the team was his way of showing great respect for the animal. Filming it now depends on how the dinghiso behaves once it's released.
We're finally where the Minamumaga was found. I think there's literally a tree, one of these trees just around us. And we're going to release it in the jungle and see what happens.
To the crew's great relief, the dinghiso doesn't appear to be stressed or harmed in any way. It bounds up a tree and then acts as if nothing unusual has happened.
Okay, he started to feed a little bit, which is a great sign. After all this trouble and walking and everything, it's really great just to see him chewing on a bit of food and kind of half dozing and looking a lot happier. There he is, where he should be, up in a tree. Tree kangaroos.
This had been an emotional journey for the whole team. Finally, intimate shots of the elusive, almost mythical, dinghiso. Back home, in a place that is truly a world apart.
And South Pacific is back on BBC HD next Tuesday at 8. Next tonight, time is running out in Silent Witness.